What's poppin', peoples? Wish you guys a beautiful day. Wish you guys beautiful energy. Today is, I don't know what fucking day it is. We got 5 minutes left in the day. It's 11:55. October 10th, 10-10, 2019. Last weekend was the Mercedes-Benz Fashion Series. I was a part of that. It was a shit ton of fun. Point being, amidst the hullabaloo, amidst the pandemonium, the craziness, the helter-skelter, I was able to snag a few moments with a couple of the participants in all the festivities, and I learned a little bit about their life and what they do and their expression of joy in this world. I'm weird, huh? But anyway, I sat down with, her name is Sky Weatherly, and I don't believe I got her full name, so I still need a little bit of investigatory efforts to be invested in that. But she is a speech pathologist that lives in Las Cruces, New Mexico. I talked about her profession, I talked about her ambition, and most of all, we talked about her happiness. She has been able to find happy in this world, and not everybody has been able to do that just yet, so it was a real blessing to talk to her. It was super fucking cool to listen to someone else's perspective and to learn like all the details of what someone else does on this planet. As you guys listen to this, I pray that you guys are able to broaden your perspective on what it means to be happy. I pray that you guys are able to begin to broaden your perspective on the different methods in which you may find happiness. And I wish you guys the ultimate ability to just continue to find happy, like to express your freedom, to do any and everything that you can to bring happiness into your life. I wish you guys all the best. Fucking love you guys. You guys are all the best. And please enjoy.
Does that make sense?
You want to go all the way. You want all the marbles.
See, for me, for modeling, like, I'm 31. I want to have a family. I want to get married. Like, modeling's fun for me now, but it's not something I see as a career. And I'm being realistic. I'm not a size zero.
Well, hold on. Do you mean, like, you will always see it as a side hustle? Or, like, a side hobby?
Probably not.
What do you mean?
Because I'm so busy doing everything else, I think once I have like a family,
it'll be an obstruction.
Probably not something I do.
Have you ever given any type of thought of using like all your modeling experience to like when you're pregnant, take modeling photos with the pregnant?
Oh yeah, totally. Like, I would do that.
Just to inspire other like pregnant women?
Oh yeah, no, totally.
Would you ever continue that habit into like motherhood? Like take, like maybe not really take, like do photo shoots with the kids, but like just
family?
Or it wouldn't make sense for you like to do it mother? Just to inspire other mothers.
I don't think so. I think I would be done that. After pregnancy, and then my time would be dedicated to my profession and my family.
That's cool. You're a professional speech pathologist. How did that come about?
So my brother has Down syndrome. So I grew up with him, and I don't know, my mom always said that I needed to be one, but I decided that I wanted to be an athlete instead, and I wanted to work with athletes, but then I found myself working with adults with developmental disabilities.
Adults?
Mm-hmm. And that's actually the population I work with right now. So they were all born, so developmental, so they're all born with a disability. But majority of my clients' mentality is school age, I would say.
School age?
But they might be like 80 years old.
Oh.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Like their, I guess their like level of speech.
So, speech language pathology, there's so much more than just speech, like articulation.
Okay. Yeah, please, like, because I don't know.
In my setting, my specialty is dysphagia, which is swallowing disorders.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Dysphagia?
Dysphagia, which swelling is swallowing disorders.
Swallowing disorders.
So, what I do is I will conduct swallow studies and see if clients are aspirating. Which meaning means? When food, liquid, or bodily secretions go down into the trachea, into the lungs.
All the way.
And it should be going down in your esophagus and your stomach, right?
Uh-huh.
But if it gets in your lungs, it causes aspiration pneumonia, and it can kill you. And in this population, it's actually one of the top killers. It's a big deal. Yeah. So I modify diet texture. So some clients might need to be on like a parade diet.
Diet texture.
Yeah. So we eat regular diet texture, meaning crunchy foods, soft foods, sticky foods, but some clients might not be able to do that. They might not chew, or they might not have the dentation or the oral skills to like move food to chew and then to swallow safely.
Like to crunch something would be difficult, I'm guessing.
Or to move the food from the front of your mouth to the back of your mouth.
And that's why babies eat basically yogurt version of everything?
Soft foods, yep. Okay. They just swallow. They don't have to do any of the chewing, exactly.
Okay, okay.
So I modify their food so that they can swallow safely.
You modify it?
Modify it. Meaning, like, yeah, so let's say foods, baby food, we modify it. So, you know, you take chicken and you put it in a blender and then you puree it and you modify it.
Okay. Oh, so you're a good cook. Essentially.
Oh, I'm a good boss in telling people how to cook. But I do love to cook, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then modeling came about because...
I got asked one day to run for Miss New Mexico. And I got asked to just do some photos for a wedding boutique and a tanning salon. And I just slowly, like, went into it. But I did not run.
It sucked me in.
But I did not run for Miss New Mexico because... I just graduated college and I moved to St. Louis, Missouri.
This was what?
In 2011.
Oh. Okay,
so, okay. My adventures changed.
What's your name?
Sky Weatherly.
Sky Weatherly. And you were born in?
Las Cruces, New Mexico.
No way.
Yeah.
And you just traveled the whole
born
U.S.?
Born and raised. Oh, I just went to a couple places, but.
St. Louis and Reno.
A little far from each other, but yeah.
And you ride horses professionally because why? How did that happen again?
Grew up on a dairy farm riding horses, and then, I don't know, in grad school I decided that I wanted to ride horses, but I wanted to do it for a reason, so I did it for competition.
Cool. And if you were to, like, live your 100 years on this planet, right now you're at 31, if you were to live your 100 years on this planet, like, after your 100 years, what's the, like, one thing that you would want people to, like, receive from your entire, like, if people were to remember you for one thing, like, what would you feel cool with them?
Helping other people.
Helping?
Mm-hmm. Helping others, regardless if it's...
In what way?
Regardless if it's self-esteem, if it's health issues such as swallowing disorders, helping people speak, giving people a voice. Half of my clients don't even talk. They're non-verbal. So giving those that don't have a voice a voice.
Do you have any touching moments at work? Or has there ever been?
There has. So I had a client that I worked with. Well, I've been working with her for 2.5 years. And it took 2 months before I heard her voice. That was really touching.
Really?
Yes.
Excitement?
Yes, it was excitement. That's I cried. Tears to my eyes.
For real?
Yes.
That's cool.
Another client has cerebral palsy. He's autistic. He's nonverbal, severe intellectual disabilities. We were working on following directions and attending to tasks. And he would normally never, I'd hand him something and he would just drop it.
And at this,
he just wasn't interested, so you just do this. He just didn't understand. He just held it in sensory deficits. He was like, no, take it away.
Say that again?
Sensory deficits, like tactile things. They don't like the feeling of things or holding things.
Wow.
So anyways, I gave him something, and I keep trying to get him to, like, transfer it from, like, one hand to another or, like, to give it to me. And I worked with him for a year, and he would just throw it. And then one day, he held it, he put it in one hand, he gave it to his staff, and we transferred in that. So to me, that was a big, like, after a year of him just throwing things to actually do that, it was a big deal.
You have ultra patience?
Yes, I do have a lot of patience at work, so outside, I'm like, oh, no, boyfriend. No patience.
I feel you. So that's why, like, like, things like this modeling event, like, you would prefer them to be, like...
really organized, structured, let's get in, let's get out, because I'm ready to go home and do some work before I have to get ready for tonight.
You love your job?
I love my job.
Your career?
I love it. I love it, my career. I would not change it for the world.
That's
Maybe after I have a kid, maybe want to be a stay-at-home mom for a couple of years, but the goal is to always have it as a career.
Are there any ways that you feel like your career will help you as a mother?
Yeah, definitely. As a speech-language pathologist, we work on feeding skills, too, so for babies. And speaking all of it, we just work on the milestones of my kids, so I think that would help, definitely. I'd be able to identify and help increase their skills. So, yeah, definitely.
At a super young age?
Oh, yeah.
Like, so, 6 months,
so speech-language, yeah. There's...
You have it planned out.
Well, speech-language therapist, or speech-language pathologist, we work in early intervention, too. So, birth to three. And that's the most critical part, because if you're behind, that's when you change and you're able to fix it.
Yeah, that's like, okay.
So earlier intervention is key.
That's when you have the best perspective.
Right. Okay. So as a mother, I would be able to fix something if it was not there or a deficit. So, and I actually never really thought about it that way, but I think I picked out a good career.
Really?
Because I can transfer it into everything.
Everything? I'm gonna cut this.